two games under 500 coming into this one, and that's never a good spot to be. We know the strength of our schedule. We knew that going down and playing CVC and Chaminade would present some challenges to us. So we like to play those tough games, but unfortunately we took it on the chin while we were down there. So coming back here, it was nice to play in our home field, have a five-minute walk from our building to the field instead of a five-and-a-half-hour drive to play down there. And the guys enjoy playing on our field right now because it's in such good shape. So great atmosphere tonight with the nice weather, and we had a lot of students coming out near the end of the game. So I think that gave us some energy towards the end of the game, and we really needed that.
We gotta give Fenwick credit. They came out and give you a good battle, and I mean, really, they had a lot of chances in the first half to get the upper hand. You had some guys step up and make big performances, though, to prevent that from happening.
Yeah, I thought Pat Nabala did a nice job in the net for us tonight. It was his first varsity start, and
we play like that.
Yeah, he came up big on a couple of plays, and fortunately, it was he kept the clean sheet, and whenever you up no goals, you put yourself in a great opportunity to win. And throughout the second half especially, I thought our defense played better. They didn't give Fenwick many
guys' names around that.
Brian Ruane and Andrew Walton played on the outside backs. They did a nice job of really containing their forwards. Robbie Johnson's our ever-present center back. He does a nice job defensively, and he gets up the field really well also. And Kevin Higgins played most of the game kind of as a holding midfielder, kind of like a stopper position maybe. But those guys did a nice job of keeping Fenwick at bay, and I didn't really feel like Fenwick had any legitimate scoring chances in that second half.
And that's which is a good considering that they did in the first half. And for you guys, you had a lot of chances with both halves, and it's probably was getting frustrated the match going on because, you know, time just keeps running down, and that zero stayed on the board.
Yeah, we talked at halftime about an 80-minute soccer game being turned into a 40-minute soccer game because we didn't play with enough energy and enthusiasm in that first half. And I think it's a good opportunity for us to evaluate how prepared we were mentally to go out there and really battle a team. I think Fenwick looked at this game as a great measuring stick for themselves, and they were definitely really excited to get the contest. And you know, credit to them for making things difficult for us.
Speaking of changes, talk about you had the former keeper playing up on the front line. You don't always see that.
Yeah, Steven Soderstrom's pretty amazing athlete. He's got to be one of the best goalkeepers around. He's played with the state ODP team. He's made regional team in the net. He's made the state ODP team 1 year as a field player. He creates a lot of problems for us as to what we need to do. He was a very dangerous forward for us out there, and with having Pat in the net, it's a luxury that
you can afford to move a player. And it's right, if you're in that situation, you almost have to utilize the person on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Steven will have some more times back in the goal, but Pat's performance tonight, as well as Steven's performance up top, really gave us some things to think about.
Again, I know a lot of high hopes for your group. It's the season just starts. I know the point, obsessing about wins and losses or anything like that. But what is it? What qualities you like? A bunch of new people are being asked to take over different roles or new roles. What is it that you like the most about this group of guys that gives you encouragement that they're going to be successful?
I think this team has a lot of good chemistry, especially off the field. We've taken a trip to Iowa together. We just took the trip to St. Louis, and they seem to really get along well. In some seasons, we have little groups or little cliques, if you will. Not with any kind of animosity, but you see these guys really interacting a lot more, and I think that's only going to help us as we move forward. The guys are working hard in practice as well. We had a great practice yesterday. Maybe their legs were a little run off because we did work them pretty hard yesterday. But I think as we move forward, I think their conditioning won't be as much of a factor because they are working hard at that. They want to win. They want to get better. And some teams are looking at their season at some point and saying, okay, it's time to cash it in. Let's wait till the end of the season. I can't wait till it's over. But these guys are really wanting to get better. I think I have a good coaching staff with Joe Crocella, Tyler Couts, and Bobby Clatter. And the guys really work hard with the players. And I think moving forward, we have a lot of things to be encouraged about. Although tonight was a disappointing overall performance for us, they still managed to get the win. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, exactly. So.